We had a job out of Little Rock. I went to Camden. I worked that thing quite a bit. Then I worked a job out of Malvern. I went to Camden and tied up and then come back to Malvern. And we drive home. Mm-hmm. That was a pretty good job.
What was the position then?
Conductor. Brakeman,
conductor?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We went, one night we went down there and we were riding along and all at once the train went in emergency. Derailed. Caboose derailed. That thing was sitting sideways. Lights out. Coal bin turned upside down. Smoke. That old coal smoke. We got, walked back and looked. It was a broken rail. And right behind the broken rail was a trestle. It was about a 50-foot drop. And if that thing had been on the other side, well, I probably wouldn't be sitting here today.
Yeah.
But that was an experience.
Yeah.
And then I was on a derailment at Carlisle. I got my neck hurt there. That thing derailed right there at the main, where that depot was, that little road crossing.
Uh-huh.
And if it hadn't been for that sidetrack, they had a team track. If it hadn't been for that, we'd have went into the, there was a fertilizer plant there.
Mm.
But the rails on that sidetrack stopped that caboose. But,
so both those accidents, you're in the caboose.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That thing bouncing sideways. Me up in the top up there in the cupola. That's where I got my neck.
How did you hurt your neck?
Well,
being thrown around.
I turned over on its side, but what happened? My neck hit back there where that window was, and it popped my head back through that window. And of course, I was all over that thing, man. They used to put boards across where you see those two little seats up there.
Mm-hmm.
They put boards across that, and then put those cushions down. You could ride. Kind of taking it easy with your feet straight out, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that's what happened. Them old cushions got, when that thing derailed, them cushions went in the floor, and there I was bouncing around. Let's see. That Camden deal was the only time that I'd been on a derailment with a caboose and being in there. But I had a lot of fun on those jobs. You got to working with those fellows. I spent more time with them than I did with my family. And I'd seen railroading change. Like I was telling you about the brass bearings to the roller bearings. And the Rock Island was as far as down in this Arkansas division. Well, it was kind of behind the times, according to Missouri Pacific. Out on the main line, they had CTC, where the dispatcher would head you in a track. He lined the switches himself. And we didn't have any of that on the Rock Island.
Yeah.
The only thing we had was over at Palestine. They had a spring switch. And the reason they had the spring switch is because when you pull out going east, see, we'd have to line those switches behind. And you'd head out, and you'd have to line the switch behind you for the main line. Well, the spring switch, you can run through it and it'll spring back. But the reason for that was on account of when it was uphill all the way to Forest City. You went over Crawley's Ridge, and that was pretty good grade, and you had to get up pretty good speed sometimes to make it over that thing. And I've been on there when we didn't make it over, and we'd have to double, take part of the train, shove it in the siding, come back and get it, and drag the train up, and then get over the hill and couple up. Once you got the engine on the downhill side, well, you were all right.
Yeah.
But
did they use steam at all when you started?
Yeah. But I think they had one steam engine, but I didn't work on it. I never worked on it. They did pretty well, got rid of them. Now, when I went to work in 51 in that storeroom over there, they had several. But I never did work on them.